An Inner Council article. How Understanding GEPSA Helps Adults Truly Empathize with Children. Why remembering the early structures of consciousness changes everything about how we relate, parent, teach, and heal. Why we must understand children. Adults often believe they understand children because they once were children. But memory is a fragile narrator. We remember facts, events, maybe a handful of feelings, but we don't remember what consciousness felt like when it was still forming. We don't recall the way our earliest experiences flooded our senses, or how meaning emerged before language and logic existed. So we project adult consciousness onto children. We expect rationality where there is only sensation. We expect emotional regulation where there is only instinct. We expect perspective taking when there is only immediacy. We expect self-regulation where there is only experience. This gap between what adults expect and what children actually are capable of is the source of most relational misunderstandings. Jean Gebser's model of consciousness offers something we rarely get in Western child development frameworks, a map of how consciousness feels from the inside. Not just what children can do, but how they experience reality, how they build meaning, and why their behavior is coherent, even when it appears irrational. Understanding this map allows adults to approach children with deeper empathy because it reminds us that children inhabit layers of consciousness we have forgotten or layered over in adulthood. Children don't think like adults. They think like earlier humanity. GEPSA described four primary structures of consciousness: archaic, magic, mythic, and mental. Each one represents a way of perceiving, relating, imagining, and organizing reality. What is astonishing and deeply practical is that these structures reappear in early childhood development. Infancy echoes the archaic. Toddlerhood echoes the magic. Early childhood echoes the mythic. And middle childhood echoes the mental. This means that children are not immature adults. They are beings moving through the same layers of consciousness that shaped earlier humanity. A toddler seeing a shadow on the wall and believing it's alive is not misunderstanding the world. They are perceiving through the magic structure, where reality is fluid, animated, and relational. A 6-year-old insisting that the moon is following her is not being silly. She is perceiving the world through the mythic structure, where symbolic meaning carries more weight than physical laws. A 10-year-old, who becomes obsessed with fairness, is not being dramatic. They're establishing the mental structure where logic, order, and rules of reality crystallize. When adults recognize these structures, something shifts. We stop expecting children to be something they cannot be. We stop interpreting developmentally normal behavior as defiance, regression, or irrationality. We begin to speak to them in the language of the structure they're actually inhabiting, and this is the foundation of empathy. Why adults misinterpret children, and how GEPSA corrects this. The most common relational difficulty between adults and children is not behavioural. It is perceptual. Adults assume the child is seeing the same world they are. But a child in the archaic, magic, or mythic structure isn't just thinking differently. They're inhabiting a different reality. Here are the most common ways adults misinterpret children and how GEPSA helps reframe them. Adults expect rationality, mental structure, from a child who is still primarily magic or mythic. A toddler, terrified by thunder, may believe their fear caused the storm. Adults see irrationality. Gebser sees developmental coherence. Adults confuse symbolic truth with literal falsehood. A child who says, "My heart hurts," is not lying about a physical injury. They are describing emotional meaning through a mythic symbolic frame. Adults assume children manipulate when they are actually overwhelmed. When a child screams, cries, clings, or falls apart, they are in the archaic or magic structure, where the nervous system has no autonomous regulation. Adults interpret imaginative statements as dishonesty. In the mythic structure, imagination is truth. The child isn't lying. They're using story to organize emotion. Adults introduce logic where empathy is required. Trying to explain bedtime fears rationally to a child still in the magic structure is like offering math to somebody who needs comfort. Gebser's model corrects all of this. It teaches adults that meaning arises differently at each structure, and that the child is always communicating truth, just not always in the language of adulthood. A quote by Jean Gebser: "The structures of consciousness through which humanity has evolved are the very same layers each individual child passes through." Using Gebser's model to create emotional safety. So once we understand the structure a child is in, we can finally respond in a way that makes them feel seen. And here's how each structure invites a different kind of empathy. The archaic structure, between birth and 6 months, is a deep overwhelm in any other age. What's needed here is presence, safety, and co-regulation. We can hold them, reduce stimulation, slow the rhythm, and offer warmth and grounding. This structure cannot use words. Safety is the only language it understands. The magic stage, between 6 months and 3 years, is equal to emotional flooding at other ages. The need here is rhythm, mirroring, predictability. We can provide simple repetition, rituals and routines, comfort objects, a steady, calm tone, and let them borrow your regulation. Magic understands feeling and not explanation. The mythic stage is between 3 and 7 years. It's an imagination, a kind of dream logic. The need here is for story, metaphor, connection through meaning. So we can speak symbolically. We can draw with them. We can use stories to explain big feelings. And we can let imagination be the bridge. Mythic consciousness learns through narrative and not through argument. The mental stage comes in between 7 and 8 years to 11, 12 plus. This is logic and exploration. The need here is clarity, fairness, dialogue. We can explain here for the first time consequences, offer choices, invite collaboration, use step-by-step reasoning. The mental structure needs understanding and not control. So by matching the intervention to the structure, adults stop overwhelming or confusing children and instead offer exactly what each developmental layer requires to feel safe. The child begins to trust. And when trust forms, behavior stabilizes. Empathy becomes natural. Why this matters for inner child work and adult healing. Gebser's model is not just useful for relating to children. It's a map for understanding the child within us. Every adult contains all four structures. We'll regress to archaic in panic. We slip into magic when catastrophizing. We return to mythic when telling emotional stories. and we rise into mental when problem solving. When adults try to heal by staying purely in the mental structure, through logic, analysis, and explanation, they unintentionally ignore the younger structures where the wound actually lives. This is why adults often feel stuck despite insight. They are speaking adult language to a child-level inquiry. Gebser helps adults locate themselves and recognises when their inner child is speaking from an archaic, magic, or mythic layer. Healing happens when the archaic part is given safety, the magic part is given rhythm and attunement, the mythic part is given story and symbolic expression. The mental part is invited to integrate, not dominate. Empathy becomes possible not only toward children, but toward the younger selves we carry inside. And this is the doorway to genuine inner child work. We learn to speak to the inner child in the language she understands, not the language we prefer. Seeing through the eyes of a child again. Understanding Gebser brings us back to a truth adults often forget. Children are not irrational, immature, or dramatic. They are simply living in an earlier, more fluid, more symbolic structure of consciousness. When we meet them in that structure, behavior makes sense, emotional expression becomes coherent, trust grows, and the child feels seen. And when we don't, the child feels misunderstood, overwhelmed, or shamed for something developmentally normal. Empathy begins when adults stop asking children to think like grown-ups and instead remember how consciousness grows from sensation to magic, from magic to story, from story to thought. And perhaps most importantly, when we learn to relate to real children, we learn how to relate to our own inner child. This is the foundation of healing, the essence of reparenting and the heart of inner child work. Available on our webpage is a download to our developmental summary for practitioners and educators. It's a document on Jean Gebser's Stages of Childhood Meaning Making. And please visit our Inner Child Workshop page for more information. The suggested reading for this article is, of course, Jean Gebser's The Ever-Present Origin. It's the foundational text on the four structures of consciousness. It's dense, but transformative, even if you only have time to read the four transmutations of consciousness. Ken Wilber, The Spectrum of Consciousness. Ken Wilber understood the foundational text. He developed an integral theory, which sits on the end for the typical trajectory of a continuation of consciousness models beyond the logic, rational, post-rational, into many different models and ideas about consciousness. It's a clear integrative expansion of Gebser's framework, linking stages of development with psychological healing. And Jean Piaget, The Origins of Intelligence in Children, is a cognitive development, explained from a scientific perspective, but it aligns closely with the magic and mythic structures. We hope you've enjoyed this article. Thank you.